This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I promise we do actually want to talk about the rumors that the Redskins are hunting for wide receiver help on the trade market, and we will do that. We can get your calls on what you'd like to see them accomplish, what they should be willing to give up to add wide receiver help. Chris Russell joins us at 1. At that time, we're giving away ticks to the Wiz and the Mavs, so make sure you're listening. We had to get Dan Steinberg on the show, though. And the reason for this is one of the funniest tweets I've read on Twitter in several weeks just came across my feed. Craig Hoffman was on during the Beltway Blitz, at which point Blue Shorts came on and we asked about what was going on the website. We got into a conversation. Dan Steinberg was mentioned. You did your Dan Steinberg impression.
Right, and there's a rivalry with Steinberg and Blue Shorts. It's like awkward.
Let me bring Dan on
best,
first of all, rather
at
than
times,
having
a hold. Yeah, it's not adversarial.
Is there a rivalry, Dan, between you and Blue Shorts? Is that fair?
This is something else I didn't know about. I'm learning so much today. No, I had no idea that we had a rivalry. What would the rivalry
be? Well,
in
fairness, I didn't know there was a rivalry either, so I'm going to let Danny answer that one.
Rivalry is the wrong word, Dan. I need a better word for it. I know that you're just doing your job, and you do it really well, and everybody knows that, but like, I guess that makes Blue Shorts angry. I don't know. Sometimes like he gets bitter about that. I don't know if that's fair or not. I don't know how to categorize it, but like, I'll give you the example. So we have Robert Griffin III on yesterday, right? Which is, it was what it was. He writes something, you write something, everyone's doing their job. When Sports Illustrated finds out about it, they don't link to Blue Shorts' story, they link to your story via one of, it's like there's like seven vias in there. It's like the Starbucks single shot coffee thing.
Which, if I could crowbar my way back into this, I would say I've given Dan enough heat over the years that he only used to write about ESPN 980, that anytime he writes about anything we do, and I do think that he's now fair and balanced, and I appreciate that about him, but anything he writes about anything we do is a great thing. So I don't care at all. I'm not mad. Who gets credit. But Blue Shorts is in an entirely different game than we are. But rivalry, I think, is a strong
word. It's the wrong word. I don't know what the right word is.
What's your reaction to what's happening so far in this awkward conversation?
You know, I'm having a lot of bad experiences in my own life vis-a-vis my job recently. But this is gonna come out wrong. But the fact that I'm like, that's the level I'm at, man. Like, that's gonna sting. And no offense, Blue Shorts, but you know, I'm supposed to be like Washington Post columnist, and it's like I'm just transcriber of the stars. Like, that's my role in life.
No.
I don't think anyone feels that way.
Now you're doing the self-deprecating thing.
Yeah.
No, that's not a bit, man. That is not a bit, bro.
Your best and worst every weekend is must read. That's column stuff.
I don't even do it anymore.
But I'm saying,
you didn't know that.
Scott
you
Allen,
didn't know
oh
that.
My gosh,
no, 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 no.
This is so terrible.
No, it's not.
This is the worst segment that's ever happened.
It's not ever. I don't know the title of it, but the thing you did this weekend about like the questions and about the Redskins and undulating week to week, and we're supposed to stay medium, but we're not. That stuff is must read. It is. It's must read. So you could do the self-deprecating bit.
I peaked 8 years ago,
that's
and I've
true.
Like made my peace with that. Like I
it's not true,
used to
Dan.
Be vital and no, it's okay. It's okay.
You carved out
I sort
a niche
of made my peace with it.
That you did what? Something that nobody was doing. You created an industry in a lot of ways. I think you should be commended for that. And as a columnist, I actually think you're very thought provoking. You're smart. I like your nuggets. I think you do a great job.
It's okay, guys. Really, I'm trying to organize my life in a way that my inadequacies at work do not ruin the rest of my life.
This has turned into an
Steinberg
pep talk, by the way.
I don't know what happened here. Well, you, in fairness, you ruined everything when you said he has a rivalry with Blue Shorts.
I was trying to explain it to the people.
But I don't
and
even,
to Dan. It's not a rivalry. I said it's not a rivalry.
If it's news to me, it may not actually exist, is all I'm saying.
All right.
But the reason we got you on, Dan, is because you had the funniest tweet ever. So now let's get to the next awkward part of this conversation.
This is the worst part.
This was my favorite thing that's ever happened.
I don't want to do this.
Hoffman hears Danny's Steinberg impression, which in fairness, Dan, I've only heard probably 5 times ever, and we worked together for the last 3+ years, right? So he does the impression today on the air. It was maybe the 3rd time I've heard it on the air. And Hoffman tweets out at Dan Steinberg that it's really good, to which Danny responds, thank you, he's a really good sport about it, To which Dan Steinberg responds, wait, I have never heard this. How could I be a good sport about it? I think that's hysterical.
And I think that's how you're a good sport about it, is you've never heard. And
the idea, though, that Danny's pretending like, oh, Steins loves it. We talk about it all the time. Like, and that's not necessarily what you were inferring, but that's how it reads, is Steinberg enjoys it and he's cool that I do it, which you didn't even know he did it, Dan.
No, and that is definitely how it reads. That I can't imagine why I wouldn't be cool with it, but I didn't know that it was a thing. I guess I'm kind of honored that it is a thing. I feel like either your personality has to be big enough or your voice has to be distinctive enough that it's worth Danny's while to figure out how to do it. And so I think, not having heard it, I think that I'm glad that it exists.
Yeah, I think both things are true.
Maybe I would feel differently.
Well, so what I was trying to explain is that because he hasn't, I just thought because he's never like bitched about it. He's never been openly like what a jackass Danny is or still like writes about the
but
show
or whatever.
But you've
only done it a few times, and you have to remember he very rarely listens to the show.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's true.
That's the key. But we are still a show, and he didn't have that in the office pool after 3 years of us being together, which is interesting. All right, Stein. So here's where we got to go from here, okay?
All right.
I wanted Danny to do the impression for you, and then I want to get your thoughts on it to see if you're a good sport or if it's cool, if it's annoying. Like, what do you think about it, okay?
Yeah, I'm happy to do
all right,
it.
So do you want me to set you up with a question, like as if you're a guest, Danny?
Yeah, ask you a question about what fan behavior should be.
Okay.
And something.
Fan behave? Wait, yeah. What?
Should fans leave early? How should fans behave?
All right. Ready, Dan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is the other Danny doing Dan Steinberg. All right. Dan Steinberg of the Washington Post joins us now, wrote a great column on the fact that fans left early and were outnumbered by Cowboys fans. Your thoughts on the attendance this weekend?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think every fan should be able to go to games or not go to games or watch on TV or not. I mean, I don't know if anyone has a TV. I don't. But I think fans should be able to do what they want. I don't know. What do you think? But no, let me finish mine. I think if you go to a game, you should be able to go there and enjoy it, but not enjoy it, or maybe enjoy it, or possibly think about enjoying it. But if you don't enjoy it, that's fine too. I don't like criticizing fan behavior. I'm just sort of happy to be upright because I'm so hungry. I haven't had protein since 82. I don't know. And see.
What do you think?
That sounds good to me. That sounds good to me.
Oh, your phone's breaking up. Wait, say it again. What
I think
did you
he
say?
Said he hates it and he hates me. I think that's how he. No. That's what I got.
What did you
there.
Think, Dan?
You know what I was actually doing? I'm actually at Jimmy John's.
Oh, I wish his phone wasn't breaking up to ruin everything.
You can't hear me,
Dar, work on that real quick, because I need to get his response to this.
I don't even have a response. I'm just glad that someone's doing something at some point. People are still breathing, and that's good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they shouldn't breathe. Hold their breath or not breathe. You're taking up other people's air when you do that. I don't know.
All right. What were you saying, Dan?
I'm very tired.
No, it sounds good to me. I listen to my own voice when I do interviews with other people that I have to go back and transcribe, and that seems accurate.
I think you caught up on the voice part. I think you are doing a bit about Stein's when he's answering questions, like presenting both sides, which I think is what he's best.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as a columnist, to me, you do a better job at that than anyone, whereas here's my opinion, here's the other side of it potentially. I wish I was better at that. I'm pretty much just a jerk, and I say, here's the right way. But I think Danny's impression is about but maybe they shouldn't go. Maybe they shouldn't be there.
Exactly.
Maybe they should.
It's a character. So when we're like, hey, don't leave a playoff game early, you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe they could leave early. What if they had, you know, if they wanted to cook a Cornish game hen? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no judgment.
Yeah, no, I think it's both. It's both the way I actually sound orally and or audibly or whatever, and also my utter inability to take a position or have a strong feeling about something. I think that's great. Yeah. And Grant, you're totally wrong. You're totally wrong about it being a weakness of yours. And I think that you know that when we had our Fantasy DC Media website draft, you were my number two, my second round pick.
Which I was stunned by. By the way, you and I have always been, like, we've gotten along and we're in a really good place right now, you and I think.
Maybe, but the point is,
it doesn't sound like it. I mean, maybe laugh, move on. Maybe we're not as good a place as I thought.
I thought we had an awkward interaction in FedEx Field press box over the weekend.
Oh, that was awkward, but that's because we're both socially awkward. That was more of a misunderstanding, for sure.
Yeah.
But we're in a really good place in general.
Okay, Grant, the point is, to be like a provocative, to be a media personality that people care about, you have to stake out a strong opinion. Like, your opinion on Dusty Baker kind of drives me bonkers, but I wanted to hear you and Jeff Passan argue about that last week because
you have a strong opinion that drives me bonkers and that draws me to you. I have no opinions, and that's a terrible place to be at. And Danny's right. I will never pass judgment on fans for whatever they do unless they're like hitting people over the head with baseball bats. And it's terrible. It's a lack of conviction and a lack of, I don't know how to describe it, but you're right. And I'm doing it right now, probably.
Stein.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good. Stein's, I'm a good sport about it now. I'm officially a good sport about it.
No, that's good. Steins, will you come in and just hang out for a couple hours one day so every interaction we have with you isn't just awkward for one segment where we call you and it gets weird?
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, Danny, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Try that. Forget it. I'll do it when I come in. It would be more awkward.
No. Ask it now.
It's
okay.
We've already gone this far.
It's a total non sequitur, a total different topic, and it's an actual sports question, and I have no idea how you feel.
Oh, that sounds kind of boring. What would the question be? Tell us the question, then we can decide whether we should waste time with it.
Well, I'm going to Georgetown Media Day today, the basketball team's Media Day under Patrick Ewing, and I was reading some old stories and some old comments from, you know, white D.C. kids of Danny's general age about why they were so enamored with Georgetown back in the day, and I guess I was just curious whether – I have no idea if he was a Georgetown fan or what. Whether he had that same kind of magnetism, felt that magnetism with the program back when they were good.
I did, yeah, because they never played. Because both my parents went to Maryland, and they never played. Yeah. Georgetown and Maryland never played, so you could do both. Georgetown was like one of the huge deals to me. So even before Iverson, some of the other guys that went through there, Center University and some of the great games they had, and the local power and how awesome and influential John Thompson was, that was a huge deal for kids like me who love sports.
Yeah, it was like people were like linked it to the Redskins. That was like why DC was kind of badass back
Absolutely.
In the day with Redskins and Georgetown. I think it's interesting.
And I want you to come in for real, hang out for a couple hours sometime, either later this week or next week. And I'd also like love to talk Dusty Baker with you.
That sounds good.
All right,
I would enjoy
let's do it. Dar, set that up.
Love
I'm not doing a bit.
Seriously,
Steins,
thanks, buddy.
You should come in and hang out with us, and Danny can do that impression, and you can be a good sport for real, well, actually knowing it exists.
I think maybe the Nats should have two managers, Dusty and somebody else. So they could just all get a chance to. I don't know. You should never fire anybody. I don't know.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Tofu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.